The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're at Settebello Restaurant in Village Square Shopping Center. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated wine and food radio show. And I have to tell you, we're having a great time here tonight. Thank you for sending all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, from Baja California, from Spain, just about everywhere. Our weekly in-house special guest audience here are both hungry and thirsty, and they can't wait to get started, so they're pouring wine as we speak. My guest tonight is Bill Murray, who is the winemaker for the Canoe Ridge Winery in Washington State, and you're going to have a good time listening to what he has to tell you. Also, Adrian Graves is the manager here, but I think he's going to be overwhelmed. He's got a big birthday party over here in the corner, and I don't imagine he's able to get out here. If you're just beginning to discover wine, or if you work in the industry, Wines du Jour can give you information that you can use at least to enjoy a glass or two of wine, especially with a dinner meal. We have been offering great information about food, wine, and wine pairings for well over 16 years. Thursday evening is our evening, and we're having a great time tonight. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine is the most beautiful and most hygienic of all beverages, as far as I'm concerned. Wines du Jour, food and wine radio broadcast, is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. So while you're listening to Wines du Jour, I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass, is the way I like to look at it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about our wine this evening. Canoe Ridge. Well, let's talk about wines from the state of Washington to start with, just because a lot of... And I'm going to surprise you by some information. I'm going to give you the top 10 states that produce wines in the United States. The first one, as you can imagine, is California. And there's about 4,300 wineries in the state of California. Now, here's what will surprise you. The second largest is Washington State with 747 wineries. That's incredible. Oregon comes in third with 713, and then we go all the way back to New York State with 385. The state of Virginia with 287, and believe it or not, even though it's the large state, Texas, it only has 208 wineries. Pennsylvania at 174, Ohio at 144, and Michigan at 136. North Carolina at 130, Missouri at 122, Illinois, you probably don't even know they have wineries. There's 110 wineries in the state of Illinois. And last but certainly not least, not too far from where we're sitting here in Las Vegas, and that is the state of Colorado with 106 wineries. So that's pretty amazing. That gives us an awful lot of wine to choose from. Unfortunately, we don't all have that, all those selections. Unfortunately, that's the way it is, but you can't possibly carry inventory in a retail store with that many wineries all around the country, because most people would just walk right by it anyway. The smart thing is, if you're in California, great. If you're in Washington State, that's great. And tonight, we're going to promote Washington State, because it has some outstanding wines, and one of the best is right here tonight with Bill Murray. We got to go to a break. We're having a great time here. Canoe Ridge is what we're featuring, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada.
You
you're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more. We're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience, proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here with the Canoe Ridge Vineyard winemaker, Bill Murray, who just flew in from Washington State, and somebody said, and boy, is his arms tired. That's not the way it worked. He did fly into McCarran, but just barely. It was a little bit late, so he had a rush to get here, but he made it in plenty of time. He's been making wine all over Northern California and North for over 20 years. He's a great guy, very knowledgeable, and you're going to love the wines that he has. So I'd like to welcome to Wines du Jour, Bill Murray. Bill, thank you very much for taking the time to come all the way down here and talk with us this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. I'd like to give you a quick little bio of myself. I was born and raised in Napa, California. I got in the wine industry in the late 1980s when I went to Europe and fell in love with wine. Went back home to Napa, studied viticulture at the Napa Junior College. Worked at a couple wineries in Napa, one called Acacia for about 13 years. I was a production manager and vineyard manager of Acacia.
Great wines, too.
Well, thank you very much. A Carneros winery in Napa. And then after that, I was the associate winemaker of another Carneros winery called Bouchain.
Another good winery.
Thank you. In 2009, I decided it was it's about time probably to get out of California and experience the Northwest. I thought there was great things going on with winemaking. Also, being an outdoorsman, I wanted to experience what was going on up in the Northwest. And my path actually didn't go directly to Washington. It oddly went to a state which you didn't mention, which was Idaho.
Yeah.
I went from California to the winemaker of Sawtooth Winery about 40 miles outside of Boise, Idaho.
We've been there, believe it or not.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful area right on the Snake River. Just a very unique area. Precept, the company that owns Canoe Ridge, bought Sawtooth. And at 2010, they made me the co-winemaker of Canoe Ridge and Sawtooth. At this point right now, I am just only the winemaker of Canoe Ridge. So.
Well, you don't want to say just. You're making some great wines. You're making how many different varietals do you have? Seven?
Yeah, I mean, at Canoe Ridge, we're basically doing mostly Bordeaux varietals, Cab Merlot. We do Chardonnay. We do about four or five different tiers of wines, everything from, you know, higher end, you know, 2 years in barrel, to you know, more everyday approachable wines like the Expeditions. So there's a wide range of tiers, but basically the main varietals are, you know, Cab Merlot, Chardonnay, Rosé. You know, every now and then we throw in some interesting varietals like Cinsault, and Grenache, whatever whatever the company Precept, which has about 4,000 acres between Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, whatever I get my hands on, they let me play with.
That's so, the way it works. Yeah. Well, one of the things I noticed that you do a lot of, and that is, even though you're in the Northwest in America, you're using French oak almost exclusively. Not exclusively, but almost exclusively. How do you feel about the American oak and the Hungarian oak compared to the French oak from your standpoint?
You know, I've played with the different oaks. You know, with, this is my 29th harvest, so...
getting used to it.
There was a time when, French oak was, you know, obviously the superior oak, and then we saw a period, you know, back in the mid-2000s where Hungarian oak came in, and I really liked some of the characteristics. It showed some of the spice and cinnamon flavors. And then American oak as well was becoming, you know, a barrel that was doing wonderful. You know, once we actually kind of softened up the resiny, kind of harsh flavors of American oak. But I'm strictly French right now at this point. I use only French oak on our mid tier to high tier wines. With the everyday drinking wines like the Expeditions, we do a small amount of American oak with it, but it's strictly almost all French oak barrels I use.
Well, you know, I was amazed to discover that Australia, as an example, 99% of all of the oak they use is American oak. A very big surprise. They do have some Hungarian, and of course they have some French, but
right,
the majority is American oak. And I thought, well, maybe American oak is really coming into its own. But it really depends on the varietal and what you, the winemaker, are trying to get out of the juice as to where you want to put it as far as storage and fermentation and so on.
Right. That is true. And I think as, you know, winemakers, and we look at the wines that we're making and where they sit, you know, as far as the price range, you know, many years ago there was a huge variation in price between American and French, and you know, that was one of an incentive to buy an American oak when you were making these more affordable wines.
Sure.
Now, I mean, there's some incredible American oak barrels, but I think our wines, which are big structured tannic wines out of the Horse Heaven Hills, they really do better with French oak barrels.
Well, now at Canoe Ridge, do you have a wine club that somebody could go online and sign up for, or how does that work?
Yeah, we do have a wine club. It's you can go on the website and you can sign up for the wine club, and you know, basically you'll get a certain amount of wines delivered every quarter. Almost all those wines are just exclusive to wine club members. They're
beautiful.
They're not sold, you know, grocery stores or restaurants. I do about 5 or 6 different wines a year that are about 100 to 150 cases each, that are only sold to people who come into town, into Walla Walla, into the tasting room, or that are wine club members. And those are some of the most special wines I think we make out of Canoe Ridge.
Something that I'd like to mention to those that aren't familiar with Washington State wines is most everybody knows that Seattle, Washington is in the northwest, basically the northwest corner of Washington State. And you also know that it rains almost every day there, they think. And most people think that it rains every day throughout the state of Washington, and that's exactly what's the opposite. In fact, I think the southeast part of Washington State, which is where Walla Walla is located, and an area that I want to talk about in depth here in just a moment at Horse Heaven Hills, is maybe 7 or 8 inches of rain a year instead of 7 or 8 a week.
Yeah, it's a low desert. I mean, the Columbia River is really where we get our irrigation from. The Horse Heaven Hills literally is on the edge of the Columbia River. It's approximately about 80 miles west of Walla Walla. If you were to head west towards Portland, driving straight down the Columbia River, we sit on the edge of the Columbia River, and if not for that river, I mean, it would be very difficult to irrigate those grapes. And There's a couple of other amazing benefits, viticulturally speaking, from being in the Horse Heaven Hills. We get a lot of wind that comes up the Columbia River. And you might wonder what the benefit is of wind, but the grapes, as a defense mechanism from that wind, actually toughen up their skins. And the Horse Heaven Hills AVA is known as, you know, big tannic structured wines, and we get that tannic structure, you know, dark colors, because basically they're using it as a defense mechanism against that wind. They actually that's the type of fruit that we get out of that area. And we also have another incredible benefit from being on that river. It's November right now, and I'm in my 29th harvest, and I'm not through with harvest right now. As I sit here right now, I've still got about 5% of my harvest that's Cabernet that's sitting on the edge of the Columbia River. In other areas, especially in Napa Valley, it would be very difficult to hold on to fruit into November. But there's still some warmth in that in the water in that river, and it's protecting me against frost. So I've been at Canoe Ridge since 2011, and most of our cab comes in end of October, first week of November, and I've literally had Cabernet sit on the vine all the way up to Thanksgiving.
Boy, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, most of your vineyards are actually on a slope facing south, which is actually facing the river itself, is it not?
That is correct.
And that makes it, to me, that's a bonus for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is a bonus, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a very unique area, a very unique AVA in the Columbia Valley. They're very distinct wines, very different from other areas of Washington, and just really fun to work with.
That Horse Heaven Hills now, that is mostly sandy loam, if I'm not mistaken.
Mostly
sandy loam?
Yes, exactly. You know, we pick everything off a mechanical harvester. We use something called a palanque, and what it does is it moves through the vineyard, and old mechanical harvesters would actually pull the whole rachis, the green material, the stems that held on to the berries. These new harvesters that we have at Canoe Ridge, these palanques, they actually pull the berries, the marbles. They look literally like marbles when they come into the winery. And they have a very difficult time, well, any harvester does for that matter, maneuvering around the hills and the sand, because there's not much traction, and they have to do, you know, turns in the rows to go back up and down the hills, and that's sort of a challenge. I mean, literally the floor of those vineyards is, you know, 6 to 8 inches of solid sand. I mean, literally sand.
That's incredible. Well, one of the things I wanted to let people kind of understand, if you can picture an overview of the state of Washington, with Seattle being in the northwest corner, if you take the opposite and go to the east, and the very south corner is about where Walla Walla is located. And then Canoe Ridge Winery is just about 80 miles, I believe, west of Walla Walla. So it's easy to find. You can fly from Seattle to Walla Walla, and then you can take transportation from there out to Canoe Ridge. And with that many wineries, as I mentioned earlier, 747, there's plenty to do. And frankly, there's not too many wineries in the northwest around Seattle, because the weather just really isn't conducive to that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make, Les, because the misconception of the state of Washington is, you know, everybody probably knows the state of Washington for Seattle. And if you look at the state, it's sort of split down the middle by the Cascades, the western part being somewhat of a rainforest in the Seattle area and above Seattle. we're talking 40, 50 inches a year of rain. And as you just previously mentioned, the eastern part, we're 3 to 4 inches of rain. There's just no rainfall there. And fortunate again that we have the Columbia River and we have other rivers that we can irrigate with,
Well, now with the wind blowing like you're talking about, it's quite a bit like Las Vegas, basically, as far as the east and the southern part where most of the grapes are grown. And Horse Heaven Hills. I just like you to remember that. Horse Heaven Hills, that's the AVA. That's what the government designates this particular area. We've got to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But more importantly, we're going to go to wine number one, which is a beautiful rosé. And wait till you taste it. It's beautiful. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. Boy, I'll tell you, this Settebello is quite a place. If you like pizza, you need to check this place out. All across America, I forgot what the number is, but there's more like 8,600 pizza parlors, if you will, in America. That's just almost incredible. It's probably more than there is Italian restaurants. But the point I'm getting at is the majority of those are probably pizza that you and I wouldn't really brag about in any way, shape, or form. First of all, the dough, which is what makes a pizza work or not work. Here at Settebello, they buy the flour that they use in Naples. The Napolitanos use 00 flour, and it's available there only. So they have to go there or have a purchaser buy it and ship it here to the Las Vegas area. There are two Settebello stores, one in Green Valley and one in the western part of Las Vegas. And let me tell you, the pizza, the taste and the texture of the pizza itself is far different than what you're used to if you go to, you know, the run-of-the-mill places that make pizzas. I don't want to mention any tacos or, you know, anything. But the fact is, the double zero flour is most important, including the olive oil that they use to mix it with. And they also purchased an oven from Italy. I don't know what it cost, but it wasn't cheap. And then they shipped it all the way over here, and they've hooked it up. And let me tell you, it is now, if you stick your hand in there, it would only be for a split second before it would disappear, because it's over 950 degrees in that pizza oven. Now, what that means for you and I as a customer is it takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes to cook a pizza. So you've got the perfect dough to make a pizza, the pizza itself. The topping is kind of secondary, and normally we don't like to see more than two or three toppings on a pizza. Those that put everything on it just kind of ruin it as far as a pizza. It becomes a pie, and I don't mean a pizza pie. I mean a piece of pie. And the other type is, if you go to Chicago as an example, they love thick crust pizza. I'm opposed to that because it tastes more like a pie dough than it does a pizza. So thin crust is my suggestion, and most good pizza parlors, that's what they serve, unless you ask for something different. So nice thin crust pizza, two or three flavors on top, maybe 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes in the oven, and you're ready to eat it. And we're eating one right now that goes along with this first wine. The first wine, which I haven't mentioned yet, and I'm kind of ashamed of myself for not doing it, but the first wine from winery, the Cano Ridge Vineyard, is one of Bill Murray's favorites, 2016 Cano Ridge Vineyard. It's called the Exposition Rosé, and it's a blend of, listen to this, Grenache, Roseanne, Mourvèdre, Cunois. And Limburger, not Limburger like in cheese, but Limburger like in grapes. And it's only 13.9% in alcohol. And it retails, just in case you're interested, which I think you should be, is a little less than $16. So it's tasty, chilled very slightly, is perfect. And I think you enjoyed that with the pizza. Now, what they did here is they took zucchini blossoms, not the zucchini itself, but the blossoms of the zucchini plant, and they use that to make this pizza. And that, along with a little bit of mozzarella cheese, some black pepper, which you probably didn't notice, but it's definitely there if you think about it. Oh, yeah, I did taste black pepper. It makes it really good, along with some fresh basil, some Parmesan cheese, and a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. That makes a perfect pizza. Not complicated, very simple, but very, very tasty. So, zucchini blossom pizza, along with the 2016 Cano Ridge Vineyard, the Exposition Rosé blend, is just about as good a compliment as you can get. What did you think of the pair?
I think it's wonderful. I mean, it works well with the acid of the rosé. The fruitfulness of it, it's. I think it's a perfect pairing.
Good. Well, that's what we like to do here. And it's amazing, you know. We have a lot of people here at Wines du Jour that come fairly regular, and it's amazing how much difference the information on wine that they've learned or discovered on the show, and knowing what to pair with what. When they have people over to their home and they fix a nice dinner, what do? They break out some wine, and everybody says, God, this is really good. How did you... Well, they probably don't realize that it's something that they discovered at Wines du Jour, but the fact is they're choosing wines that pair with the food a lot different than they were a few years back. One of the things that I want to mention about pairing before we have to go to the break, but is that when you want to pair food with a wine, you take the food, and if there's a sauce that goes with that food, that's what you want to kind of concentrate on and try to pick a wine that'll go with that sauce, as opposed to the food in general. So if you have a roast, as an example, with a little bit of au jus, it's the au jus that you want to pair with wine as opposed to the roast itself. It'll work out much, much better for you, and that's what the professionals do, just so you know. We've got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about wine number one, and then we're going to go to wine number two, which you're going to blow away. Don't go.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available only on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Nicole Kidman, Colin Farrell, and Alicia Silverstone head up the new R-rated drama, The Killing of a Sacred Deer. A charismatic surgeon is forced to make an unthinkable sacrifice after his life starts to fall apart, and the behavior of a teenage boy he has taken under his wing turns sinister. The trailer for this looks so creepy, and lots of good feedback from the festival camps as well. Look for The Killing of a Sacred Deer in theaters November the 3rd. For more reviews and commentary, head to MungleShow.com or follow me on Twitter at TheMungle.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803. 8803.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. God, we're really having a good time here. This pizza that that they put out with wine number one, which was Canoe Ridge, the Exposition, they call it, rosé, is just delicious. The rosé is not something everybody's familiar with, but I have to tell you, when you're wondering what kind of wine to have, especially during the summertime, a rosé would be my first choice. How about you, Bill?
Definitely, and there's no doubt that rosés have really been getting very popular in the last few years.
Finally, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's just a really good wine, and The pizza with the zucchini blossoms, most people have never even thought about putting zucchini blossoms on a pizza to start with. And when you have it, the taste is so phenomenal, along with the nice cheese. And then you take a sip of this wine with it. It's beautiful. Okay, enough of that. And again, I want to tell you before we go, I want to tell you that it's not very expensive either. It is $16, huh? About $15.99.
Yes. Yeah. On which the rosé? Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So now $15.99 is right. Now number two, the 2014 Canoe Ridge, the Explorer. That's a red blend. Now I want to just mention something about blends. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in this country that think if it's a blend, it's not as good a quality of wine as if it was a varietal all by itself. Just as an example, if it was 100% Merlot or 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, that would be better than a blend. Absolutely not even close to true. If you stop and think about it, you know, if you're a coffee drinker, just as an example, and you drink coffee and you don't like it black, but you like it with cream and or sugar or both, the taste of that is far different with the cream and or the sugar than it is black. Well, it's kind of the same way with wine. In this particular case, Syrah is the dominant varietal. Okay, Syrah is one of my favorite varietals. It goes with a lot of things, and one of my favorite things to do in my backyard is barbecue. And Syrah and barbecue kind of go together, in case you didn't already know that. But here they take a little bit of Cab Franc and a little Cabernet Sauvignon, blend it together with that Syrah, and you end up with a taste. Why should I be telling you when I could get the winemaker to tell you about it? Tell us a little bit about your Explorer, if you would.
Well, sure. Just a quick thing I want to say about Canoe Ridge. The name Canoe Ridge came from when Lewis and Clark were making their expedition down the Columbia River. And there's a ridge that looks like an upside-down canoe, and they settled there for a while and called it Canoe Ridge, and that's where our vineyards are.
Oh, great.
So the Expedition and the Explorer, those are, you know, labels that you know, honor
mean
the,
something.
Yeah, honor the trip of, you know, Lewis and Clark, which on our label of the Expedition, there's, you know, in most of our labels, two guys in a canoe, Lewis and Clark. So just wanted to get that clear. The Explorer red blend, you know, we're our main red varietals being Cab and Merlot. When I make a red blend, I want it to be very different from Cab and Merlot. And Syrah, the bit of Syrah that you add to it really lifts up the fruit and gives it some sweetness and structure. Syrah, in my opinion, is an incredible varietal. For the state of Washington, I mean, it does very well. I like it, using it the most in blends, and typically in our red blends, it's about the base of it, about 50% Syrah, and the rest of it is Cab Franc, about 24%, and Cabernet, respectively, about the same percentage. French oak barrels, basically about 20 months. We use about 50% French oak, so that's the wine.
Well, the thing is, folks, I know you're thinking probably $40, $45. That's not the case here. They're not greedy people. $22 you can buy a bottle of this. And let me tell you, I would buy three or four and take them home, because when you open one, it won't be long before you open two. And if somebody knocks on your door, you might have to open number three. You never know. Because that's always seems to be what happens, and you get some wines that you're really looking forward to taste, and about the time you get ready to open the bottle, the doorbell rings, you know, and some guests that you had no idea were coming over, and they're ready to drink wine at your house. So that's kind of the way it goes. But the beautiful part about this is I like, if you smell this, folks, if you swirl this around in your glass for about 10 seconds or so, stick your nose down there and take a whiff. One of the things that I get is smokiness. And smokiness is not something that's common in every red wine, for sure. But in this particular one, I think it works out really good, along with a little bit of olives. Now, my wife's favorite fruit is olives, so she picked the olives right off the bat. And smokiness is something that she happens to like with wine, so she's a happy camper with this particular wine. It also has a little bit of vanilla taste to it. And although Bill hasn't got around to telling you yet, the vanilla flavor comes only from one thing, and that is the barrel that it was aged in. The only way to get any vanilla flavor in wine is to age it in oak barrels, because the oak barrel, the wine permeates the wood, and the vanilla kind of comes out of that wood. So when you get a vanilla, you know darn good and well it was aged in oak. And in this case, you know from listening to Bill a few minutes ago, it's going to be a French oak. And I have to tell you, the flavor from the French oak is excellent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good. Tell us a little bit about, you got anything else that you could add to the wine? Because I've got about another minute before we have to go to a break.
About the X4?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Let me just say a couple things. This particular wine, think of this, folks, you that are tasting it here, not only with the pizza that you had, but also a little barbecued pork, a little charcuterie. Everybody knows, you know, charcuterie is sausages and so on. And also lamb. Goes great with lamb. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're about ready to go to wine number three. Wine number three happens to be 2013. Canoe Ridge Vineyards. It's called the Expedition Merlot. Comes to us from the Horsehaven Hills, as we mentioned earlier, and it's mostly Cabernet Sauvignon with a little bit of Syrah blended with it. It retails for about $42, and it is just 13.8% alcohol. And the reason I've told you the alcohol percentage in all three of the wines this evening is because every week we talk about alcohol and food. The higher the alcohol in the wine, the less it pairs with food. So if you can keep it around 13 to 15, you're doing perfect as far as trying to blend it and make it pair with food. But if it gets around 15.5-16%, not only is it going to be a little more expensive because it goes into another tax structure.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
But at the same time, it also makes it a lot more difficult to try to pair with food. So it's important to keep that in mind, I think, when you go to buy a wine, especially if you've never tasted it before. You know what the price is, and you might know the brand, but check out the percentage of alcohol in that before you buy it, just to make sure it falls in line with something that's predictably good with food. Now, what I like here is this has a nice cherry flavor to it. I'm talking about the aroma, the nose of cherry, and a little bit of chocolate. And unfortunately, a lot of people think chocolate and red wine, especially Cabernet, are great pairings. And that's not necessarily the case.
No.
But anyway, the fact is that this is good, and it also has a little bit of toffee. So if you'll swirl this around and think a little bit about cherries and toffee and chocolate. Toffee and chocolate aren't that far apart, but it definitely has that aroma to it. And also what I like is has the typical plum, a little bit of cocoa powder, which is not uncommon. I think it's kind of a complex wine, but it's easy to drink, and it's very reasonably priced, I think, at $42. You could sell this for a lot more if you wanted to, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely what I consider our flagship wine. I mean, we've done very well in the press with this wine and scoring. It's a vineyard that's in Horse Heaven Hills, owned by the Precept family. A very unique vineyard called the Benches. It's a vineyard that literally sits the bottom vines on the Columbia River. Are about 1,000 feet lower from the top vines on top. So there's a wide variation of microclimates just in that vineyard itself. It's always been a very concentrated tannic wine that does very well with heavy oak. I've always tried to keep the alcohol right around 14%. In previous vintages, it's been able to handle a little bit higher alcohol. But my intent as a winemaker really is never really to have super high alcohol wines. I mean, I'm always looking to find the sweet spot that works well with the tannin and the structure of the wine. It's my favorite that I make at Canoe Ridge, and again, it's been the one wine that we consistently get 90 points out of.
Well, I can understand why, but Canoe Ridge Vineyards is probably a new name for you. I'd like you to remember it, and the next time you go to your retail wine store, check out the Canoe Ridge Vineyards. If you find that the wine store does not carry it yet, tell them you want them to bring it in, and they can do it. It's available everywhere, so if your store that you go to doesn't carry it, they can do it by simply ordering it from one of their distributors. It's not a problem. Canoe Ridge is a great winery. Again, it's in the area of the south part of Washington State. And it is all barrel fermented. Most all of the wines are aged in French oak because that's what Bill thinks gives his wines the taste that he's looking for. And that's why a winemaker chooses the type of storage, if you will, or aging that he allows the wine to get based on American or Hungarian. And I know a lot of people say, what do you mean, Hungarian? I never heard of that. Well, Hungarian oak has been around for a few years now. It's popular in some wineries, especially the low-tier wineries, and I'm not trying to badmouth it in any way, shape, or form, but it has a little different taste to it than French oak, right?
Exactly. As I stated earlier, I mean, I played around a lot with it, especially in California when I was making Pinot Noir. I loved it. It's definitely got some unique characteristics to it, some spice flavors, and you got to find the right oak. You know, it's like cooking. You know, you got to find the right spice that works with the food. So, I found that the French oak barrel worked best with these types of wines that we were making at Canoe Ridge. One thing Les was saying, but the winery itself, you know, we were in downtown Walla Walla in an old historic brick building that was built in the early 1900s. And it's a pretty spectacular place to come visit. And I encourage you, if you ever make a trip to Walla Walla, come and see us. We're right downtown.
That's a good point. Well, the other thing that I want to mention about this particular wine, not that it's just 99% Cabernet and 1% Merlot, a lot of people don't understand, why did you just not make a Cabernet by itself? And the answer is the Merlot that he has available is going to increase the taste of the Cabernet Sauvignon. Therefore, even though it's only 1%, it'll make it taste better than if it was straight. So please don't use a narrow mind and think it has to be a straight varietal or you can't, you know, that it's no good. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Horse Heaven Hills and also Canoe Ridge Vineyard. Canoe Ridge Vineyard is our favorite tonight with Bill Murray. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Septabello.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
For decades, their music has been your concert connection. The Showroom at South Point presents Stayin' Alive, the world's number one tribute to the Bee Gees. You'll be dancing in the aisles. November 10th to the 12th. Tickets at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Stayin' Alive at the South Point.
Back to Wine du Jour. We're enjoying not only this beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon, which is 1% Merlot added to it, and I'm going to talk about the blend here in just a moment with Bill, but I wanted to mention the pizza that they put together with this. This, they call it quattro formage, and that just means four cheeses. Oh boy, I know Italian, huh? Anyway, tomato is on here. A little bit of mozzarella, a little gorgonzola, a little fontina, a little parmesan, along with some fresh basil and some extra virgin olive oil. I want to mention one thing about olive oil. Be careful when you buy olive oil at the store. When I say be careful, I'm talking about several things. Number one, don't buy large quantities. Those that come in a can, you know, that's 1 gallon and it's so much cheaper, it's not a good deal. Why is that? Because olive oil has a shelf life of about 6 months or less, and you have no idea when you buy it how long it's been in that vessel, whatever it is, whether it's a can or a bottle. So it could be 2 years old, I'm sorry to say, because there's no rule for having any kind of an expiration date on olive oil yet. We're working on it, but it hasn't happened yet. Some olive oils do, but most olive oils do not. So the larger volume that you buy at one time, the less chance you have of having good olive oil. I can tell you that many times I've had olive oil at a tasting, and it's rancid. Now, I know rancid sounds like a bad thing, and it's not going to make you sick. It's just not a good quality olive oil. It's way over the hill is what rancid olive oil is all about. So my suggestion is you buy only extra virgin olive oil, and you only buy it from a place that sells a lot of olive oil, because there's a chance that the turnover is good enough that you have pretty fresh olive oil when you buy it. And then use it up basically as fast as you can. No, do not put it in the refrigerator. It does not help in any way, shape, or form, and it makes it more complicated to try to use it when you do want to use it if it's been in the refrigerator. So, okay. The quattro formaggi is the pairing that the chef put together, and I have to tell you, this particular Cabernet Sauvignon, this Canoe Ridge Cabernet Sauvignon, is called the Benches Vineyard. Just so that you know, they received 92 points. You know, this is a real seriously good wine, and basically, it's 13.8% volume. That's the dollar. The alcohol per volume, and it retails for about $42, which that and a couple racks of ribs, and you'd be in seventh heaven, wouldn't you?
Yes, exactly.
Well, we've had a great time here this evening. I have to tell you, we love Settebello, and we certainly enjoyed Bill Murray to come down. You know, one of the things that Bill Murray does when he's not making wine is that he loves to go bicycling. He's a cyclist, I guess you'd call him. He loves to run. The only time I like to run is when I go to the restroom. And number two is he loves to swim. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. We're at Settebello Restaurant at Village Square Shopping Center this evening. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine show. You can listen to us each week at this very same station, or you can go to my website, leskincaid.com, and choose any of the listed shows 24/7. We're also looking for more and more listeners, so pass the word and give them time and station so that they can check us out in your particular area. If you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, just simply go to leskincaid.com for all my current updates and listen to previous broadcasts, or join us on Facebook or on Twitter. I want to thank Bill Murray for his knowledge this evening. I think everybody really enjoyed what he had to say. And I also want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. And remember, wine has to be a part of civilized life for some of 7,000 years. It is the only beverage that feeds the body, soul, and spirit of man, and at the same time, stimulates the mind. Don't you just love it? I think that's good. So thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour. Please drink responsible. Use coasters. From the left coast, from the east coast, and from all around the world.